Good evening. Merry Christmas. Happy Boxing Day. Happy holidays all around. We are here for the last books panel of 2020 2025. Hello.
Something.
It was about to come out and then I realized and then we course corrected is what we did.
What made you say I would have said something, though?
I don't know if it would have been a said something as much as it would have just been a pointed sort of uh-oh.
Yes, well, yeah, that's what I mean. That's kind of
Or like a
what I'm
subtle
after.
There's that too. There's that too. That is a quintessential response to such a comment.
I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't have said anything.
It's a Christmas miracle. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, the date. What day are we at today?
We are at December 26th, 2025. We are here to discuss Canada by Mike Myers. Of course, you can already tell my constant co-host, Ali Musa, is also here.
No, thanks for having me. I do appreciate.
Always a pleasure. Always love being able to host
What did you
alongside
call me?
you.
The constant co-host?
Constant. It's a good thing. You're always there. We always co-host. And
Steady.
steady,
There you
yes.
go.
But constant, you see, with co-host is alliterative, so
That territory, are we?
we are.
Okay.
But why don't we hop on into Canada? Jeff, I think this was your pick. Would you like to start us off?
It was. Where am I starting? From the beginning?
Yeah, wherever you
Yeah,
like.
anywhere. Beginning. Go for it.
Yeah, I recommended this book. I found out about it about 4 or 5 years ago when Audible had just recommended it to me, and it made it look like it had just been released, but really it had been out since 2017 or so. But I loved it. I've read it. I've read it again. And I've laughed at it every time I've read it. It's, I think, what was my pitch? It's funny, it has different voices, it's free, and it's not that long, and it's about Canada.
Yeah, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Can't go wrong. What are some of the things you love most about it?
Well, first of all, it has a whole bunch of voices that you would recognize right away from having watched Mike Myers' movies over the years, but you really kind of contextualize them. For example, his father's Liverpudlian voice sounds a lot like some of the Austin Powers voices. Warren Michaels, who he sees later on, or Lauren Michaels, excuse me, when he is fortunate enough to be on Saturday Night Live, is the voice of Dr. Evil. And yeah, it's as much about his own personal story of what Canada means to him as it is about the Canadian identity as a whole.
Yeah, it's a very interesting balance that he manages to strike.
Yeah, from the first chapter is really just, I don't know, it's, I wouldn't say it's a history of Canada, but it's just an open-ended philosophy about Canada, about how we see ourselves, how the world sees us as, in particular Americans. One particular theme that I was not expecting going into it is how Canadians, as in Canadians themselves, Canadian history, Canadian stories tend to be very morbid. And I didn't even think about that, but there are unfortunately cases where it's true.
That was quite funny, I have to admit. And like how he continued the theme of how like the guy was telling the story and oh dear, that guy, went into hospital, eh? And then he had to add that right in front of the kids, eh?
Yeah. every story has to end with in front of his kids, just to illustrate how, explain to the listener how up close and personal it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, another one is in hospital. It's not the hospital. We say in hospital. There's
in
no
hospital.
The in there.
Yeah.
It was also just kind of a great comedy payoff to sort of bring back unexpectedly in front of his kids, eh? And it's not funny, but it's funny that you're not expecting it to come back after he's explaining the in hospital.
Yeah, and like it's just said so casually. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's in front of his kids. Isn't that horrible? Isn't it? You know, as I'm smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the other thing was too, like when he made the hockey references as well. I mean, he's a Leaf fan through and through.
Yeah, and a lot of the book, there's always ties to hockey in it, whether if it's, you know, having growing up with the Leafs. There's one part where he's talking about his early adulthood when he's traveling around for work, and he comes back to Toronto to see that his father is ill, and as sort of a detour, he takes a trip to Chicago. Then there's later on when he is long established in the U.S. when he talks about, like, I think there was one instance where he got a chance to skate on the home of the LA Kings, because that's where he's living, and I think he was even like captain of like the one of the Olympic teams or honorary captain or something like that. So yeah, hockey has followed him everywhere he's gone.
I think it's interesting though, right? Because where it see. Certainly the book has been around, this particular one has been around a while. And, I mean, as you just pointed out there, Jeff, but it, like, do you feel, though, that it's kind of, that more recently it has gained more of a, I would say more of a following slash, particularly people are seeming to pick it up, even though it doesn't reflect what's going, even though it doesn't exactly quite reflect what's happening today.
There's a couple of ways. I mean, up until this panel, I didn't know anyone else who had read it. Okay. Either I'm just not asking the right people, or I'm, you know, kind of antisocial, or, but, you know, I...
Sienna Tregiani hand has been raised.
Like I said, Audible has recommended it to me, like, you know, like it had just come out, but really it's just one of its featured listens, and it's been offered for free. But...
It's not free, it wasn't free anymore. It was on sale, but...
Was it?
Yeah. I got it for $5.
Because for a while, like, you could just tell your device to play it, and it would just play it. It would add it to your library and play it, maybe. But also, I think it might have picked up steam when he you know, has been in the public's eye with his, with the political ads that the Mark Carney campaign ran with him. You know, it's Mark Carney and Mike Myers sitting together at a hockey game. That's where the whole elbows up thing became sort of popularized again. You know, some of the references in are, you know, to that commercial, like I think at once they're talking about Mr. Dress Up or something, and a lot of it's clearly based off of like again, his version of Canada. Like he grew up in the 60s. And, we still live?
Yeah. Oh, we're here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, we're alive. We're still alive. Yep.
Okay. But yeah, has it picked up steam? I suppose so. I think the Carney campaign has sort of brought it back into the light, and it's certainly a book of national pride, so, and it's funny you mentioned that, it, you know, it's not as up to date of things that have been going on with today, because on one hand, yeah, that's true. On the other, it's kind of a book about that, where he hasn't technically lived in Canada full time since 1983.
Yeah, so see, that's the other side of it.
Yeah, so his sort of image of Canada is what he sees when he comes back, what he sees when he's from afar, like what kind of bits and pieces he can keep from afar. And anytime he is, he's in the public's eye, or he's called to, like if the government calls, or, you know, Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment calls, say, hey, Mike, buddy, we want you to be part of this campaign, or we're going to release a stamp in your honor, or let's give you a key to the city or something. Come on down, eh? But aside from that, yeah.
Now, Sienna, I see your hand went up. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, it was really interesting because my sister Dana had read the book, and she was like, oh, man, you got to read this. You got to read this. So I had, interestingly enough, yeah, like when I got it, like I can't remember whether I bought it with a credit or like I don't even remember like actually buying it. But when I went to search for it, you know, it was free at that time. So I said, maybe I either already bought it, but, you know, I've been dying to read it. And, you know, now was my chance. And I really couldn't put it down. I mean,
well, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, for recommending it. Like, it's interesting because it's not quite an autobiography, but it's not quite a historical book, you know, so it's the way in which it was written is such that it's kind of like somewhere in between. But, you know, as you know, as you guys have mentioned, like how he sees Canada, you know, how we see ourselves. And, you know, there's some things that he pointed out, like the morbidity, if you will, of stories, and, you know, how we tell stories. And, you know, you don't really think about it until, like, you know, I never really thought of that until he mentioned it, and I'm like, yeah, okay, yes, this is totally, you know. And it was just like listening to a stand-up comedy throughout. I have not laughed so much in all my life.
Yeah, I mean, but like that was sort of like the point I was sort of like what he's putting, like what he's mentioned in that book, or what he referenced, like it's from somebody who's now or looking at it from the outside, either going by what he either knew that either during the time he was living here, and of course when he has come back, rather than looking at it, not rather than, but rather than something being like being focused on what's happening, like why this whole Canada, like not why, but how this whole Canada for like elbows up and all those, these terms have kind of been sort of coined based on what's actually happening.
Well, actually, so I'll sort of pass the baton on in a second, because you brought something up, Allie, and so did Sienna, that kind of mm-hmm. just triggered my need to say something.
Go for it.
So I think that if we contextualize this book, I think it was written on the heels of Canada's 150th. So at the time, sort of patronage was riding high because we were celebrating our anniversary. And then it wasn't that it ever went away, but it just kind of faded into the background while as like, you know, just something that's always there while other things sort of took hold and life just kind of went on. Like, you don't really celebrate one's birthday, you know, for the rest of the year when their birthday's already passed, and maybe the first week afterwards, then it kind of just goes back to normal. But once the attacks on Canada, you know, in terms of our economy, in terms of our sovereignty, in terms of, you know, potential innovations, or at least intervention from the American side, has really kind of hyped it up. And it just so happens that our parliament was in a sort of wayward phase, that we had an election or two, one local, one provincially, one federally, but in the midst of this, disturbance. And that really, and that sort of double shot of Canadiana really just kind of turned up the heat much more, and not just because it's cold outside. But, and other, you know, since Sienna had mentioned that it was part history, part autobiography, if you look at his Canadian childhood, and it talks on everything from having grown up in, you know, Expo 67 and Trudeau-mania to what was on TV to where he was living. It's, you know, yes, on one hand, it's his childhood. On the other, it's like you look at some of the stuff that I took notes on, like, say, for example, they watched Peter Sellers on their Electrohome TV. They listened to the Beatles on his Claritone stereo. They watch, and, you know, the department, here's Honest Ed's and the department, Eaton's department store. A lot of those things have gone. And just the way that the country has run, the way that just, you know, even the city of Toronto itself was run. You know, I texted my friend. I said, myself and your own children have not known a Canada before globalization. Because this was a very much self-contained country. Well, to an extent, but like we made a lot of the stuff domestically that was in our homes. And not that we don't anymore, but we certainly make less of it.
I feel like here that I feel like, since this is sort of a theme here a little bit now, is it okay, like, now, see, what we're seeing going on today, I kind of have this sort of, like, feeling in a, like, it's been interesting to sort of see this whole elbows up by Canadian this that, but I think it's starting to, it's, I feel like what's kind of happening now is, as this is continuing on, I feel like it has diminished a little bit, the whole elbows up by Canadian that sort of thing.
How so?
Well, diminished a little bit. I mean, you're still seeing people, like, you're still seeing it, but I think you're not seeing it as much because people are realizing that it's just more expensive to do that. To buy Canadian and all that, like, whereas they're just kind of, right, that's kind of where I'm basing it off of. I mean, you are still seeing it.
I think now it's become just sort of on an individual thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, because, and we're also just trying to figure out how we're going to, are we going to put plans in play to be able to make more stuff to buy, or, you know, we're not seeing interprovincial trade like we thought we were. We're not seeing, you know, we're not seeing prices of made in Ontario goods coming down so we can afford them under the inflation that we're under, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. the real thing sort of, I just feel like something, and I don't know what, but I feel like something will happen at some point, and I don't know what that's going to be.
I don't know. We got any fortune tellers on here?
Well, I can give my prediction, but Karen, should I elaborate on this?
I think you definitely should, because
would you like my thoughts really further? Would you like my thoughts further?
Yes, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. You betcha.
Oh!
Got the accent going and everything, too.
Oh!
That was another part was all the different dialects, but we can touch on that after.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, no.
Please explain your, because you can't just say something's going to happen and then not explain what you think that's going to be.
Oh, no, I could. In the tales of broadcasting, you can.
I guess.
Oh!
No, but please share if you feel like it.
I would love to. Well, okay, so you know what it's called in broadcasting terms? A teaser.
Ah, then we need stingers to go to break or something. And then we...
Okay, so... Okay, so... What I feel will happen, like... It can go either... I feel like it'll go two ways. One is... That... The U.S. will do something. Or two, that there will be more of a war between Canada and the U.S. Or three, even. I'll put a third in here, Makara.
You do that as you will, because it's your list.
Oh, no! I thought you were going to back me up a bit here. No.
No, I will. I am. I'm saying you...
Oh, I know you are.
Right ahead.
I know. I know you are. Number three is that number three is that they're just, I just, number three is that they're, that it's just whatever they can get at, they're going to get at. That's kind of the third sort of piece of this.
Like what the Americans can get at, they can get at? Or?
Yes.
Oh, so we got to protect our borders then, eh? I guess we can't give them that free fentanyl anymore. We gotta get
it. It's just interesting, though, because at one point, like, on one hand, I kind of fear that that might happen. But on another hand, it's like, well, who, like, I would imagine NATO would be on our side.
Well, NATO technically doesn't even exist, really. The name, it's there, but he's going to do, because look at what he's doing with, look at what he's doing with Greenland. Even though they don't want any part of it, they don't care. He doesn't care. Him and his cronies don't care. They're just going to do it.
Yeah, I think... Because there's two things. There's a preemptive strike, which is what they could, like what I think you're kind of alluding to here, in which case we'd be under attack. Then we'd need to go conscription. We need to get some fellow soldiers off to war and protect our sovereignty. On the other hand, I just saw a video about this actually, where there could be new pacts that are forming. And you're kind of seeing it with the sort of deals being inked with, like, you know, defense or oil or any with other European countries. But we also might see more abandoning of trade off the U.S. dollar. So, you know, there could be preemptive strikes which would invoke a war, or there could just be more sort of subtle, steady... shifts in economics that will then leave the U.S. one day going, wait a minute, where'd everybody go? Like, we have our dollar, we have our goods here, why are we decreasing in value? So, I mean, which way will it go? I don't know.
Yeah, now you're not wrong in that, and I agree with that too, but they're actually putting in legislation, putting in legislation here that says that where that, you know, that the fact that Canada's making deals with other countries, like, they want everything to be controlled by the U.S. And essentially, what the U.S., what they want to do is then essentially what they're actually putting in is then punish Canada for making deals with other countries. But here's the other reality. There's going to be no trade deal. There's going to be no agreement. Makara, I think you have something to say on this. Or anything.
Just making sure that I'm unmuted.
Oh, we can hear you.
You can hear me? Good.
I okay. sure can.
Yep, you're good.
Yeah, I think the further that this just goes, like, obviously something's going to happen at some point. And I think, to me, the way it felt and the way it looked was initially there was a lot more fear and there was a lot more of, oh, it could be a war, it could be an attack. And I mean, I guess in some ways it is still possible, but I think that it's much more likely that things are just going to continue happening economically and more logistically than anything, because the U.S. can still do things, and the U.S. still has this mentality of they do want to control everything. That's nothing new. It's just that they've got someone at the helm now who's really taking that to an extreme. But I also just think he spews things. It's just spewing.
No, not really. I would have agreed with you at one point.
I mean, I do take comfort in the fact that, you know, just a few months ago, he gave a speech to the generals of the military, and both his speech and the Minister of Defense's speeches were met with radio silence.
Well, but see, and the reason, Makara, I sort of say that, and I wish I could sit here and say that could be true, but because, see, and that's why, see, there's a reason, see, he's not backing down, they're not backing down off these tariffs, and they keep putting more on you, because what his goal, here's the end goal here. What they're, and ultimately, here's what's happening, is they're creating a crisis to stay in power. That's why he's creating this crisis, so he can stay in power. And at the same point, at the very same point, what the thing is that they're crippling the Canadian economy, and then they're going to cripple it to a point there where there will be close to nothing left, and then he's going to go, okay, now I'm gonna attack. I'm gonna take you over, and all the resources. All he wants and all they want is the resources. That's all they want.
Well, I mean, we share a couple of Great Lakes, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the Great Lakes. Yeah.
Yeah, but. But that's really what the end sort of thing is. And that's the, see, I wish that I could say he is, and yes, he does say a lot of things. You're right about that. But, and see, here's the other thing is too, he's not, and see, it's his cronies that are making all these decisions. He's got people there who are doing what he says and what he wants them to do. And there is no Supreme Court. There is no Congress. They just said, "Yeah, you know, you're able to do what you want."
Yeah, money goes a long way. Pay people some money. Pay people a living wage. They'll do anything you want them to.
Yep. That's the truth, eh?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh no! Oh no!
But why don't we set our sights perhaps?
Let's talk
more
about
firmly back on Mike Myers and his book.
Yeah, let's do that. Talk about perhaps. Yes. So you were saying that about the dialects.
Yeah, that was one part that was particularly fun to listen to, was him going into. Of course, he talks about what is kind of the quintessential Canadian accent, so as to. It feels like it's meant to educate Americans or anyone who's not Canadian, but it's so interesting, the other dialects that he describes from Newfoundland and even Vancouver. I would have never considered that Vancouver had its own sort of pronunciations and speech patterns, but I thought it was fun. And the whole, you know, Stompin' Tom.
Yes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yes, the Stompin' Tom, like, you know, there's the old Canadian accent and the young Canadian accent. And some of those slang terms are, like, some of them you recognize today. Some of them, if you weren't born 40, 50 years ago, you might not have known. Like, I remember hearing the word Molson muscle for the first time, and I burst out laughing. Or, you know, boiler is another one. Or a Scarborough suitcase, you know, that's, which is a 2-4 of beer, a 12-pack of beer. Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, well.
The Molson muscle one really made me chuckle. I hadn't heard it before, but they definitely, all those different phrases that he used, like some of them I was familiar with, some of them not, but yeah, the Scarborough suitcase and the Molson muscle, that made me laugh.
But yeah.
And it makes sense when you think about it, though.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many different terms for Canadian Tire, which is hilarious. Between just this book and even personally, like, just as an anecdote, what I've heard in my own life. Like, I've heard it called other things that weren't any of those that he said.
Yeah.
It was funny because my dad used to call it crappy tire. And
oh, yeah?
At first, I thought it was just something that he kind of came up with. I won't... give you his name for the brick, but it was just funny because I thought it was something that only he made up, but to hear Mike Myers refer to Canadian Tire as quote crappy tire, you know, it made me laugh because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is something that my dad used to say. And yeah.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it, where these sort of terms come about, isn't it?
It really is.
I heard someone refer to Crappy Tire as Newfie Speed and Sport, and I don't know where I got that one. And he's from Toronto, he's not even from Newfoundland.
Oh, wow.
That's a new one. I always heard Ukrainian Wheel.
Oh, there is another one. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah,
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it is fascinating, and I think as we were kind of discussing earlier about how he's kind of coming at it from what is essentially an outside perspective now, I think that he manages to, maybe because it was a lot of his own earlier life, and, you know, you don't sort of look at things more deeply in some senses, but he just manages to kind of condense it down to something really fundamental that it's like, yeah, this is Canada in a lot of ways. Even the things that are gone, you're just sort of like, yeah, this is...
Yeah, it all becomes part of our history. Like, whether or not you remember, like, you can hear Vimy Ridge, just those two words, Vimy Ridge, and you go, oh, that's Canada. Whether you took it in history, whether you remember it from history, whether you have some closer connection, whether you just arrived, it's just there. Telling stories about how he went to the CNE as a kid and how his dad sold encyclopedias there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that it's called the X?
The X,
yeah, and
yes.
It's always been the X, too.
Yeah, yeah, it still is, yeah. Actually, yeah.
I remember, actually, when I went downtown a couple of years ago with my friend, and he's very observant. I love hanging out with him because he always notices the things that, like, you know, he'll mention a piece of art that's on the walls or, like, what this neighborhood is and what it used to be. And we were going to watch something at, we were going to watch a documentary that was during the film festival. And the place we were going to, he's like, this spot here on the Danforth used to be where Honest Ed's was. When he said Honest Ed's, I went, oh yeah, that was from Mike Myers' book, where he's talking about all the knockoff stuff that he got as a kid. Like his Levi's were Liv's, his Adidas books were, or his Adidas jeans were called the Nah Adidas, like, or his sneakers, sorry, like the almost like N-A, like, nah, they're not Adidas, you know. Yeah. What else? There is a couple of them.
They had four stripes, not three.
Yeah. What? He's like, I almost called this book My Adidas Had Four Stripes.
And how he tried to remove the one stripe, but that it left.
Yeah.
Oh, that was quite amusing.
No, I haven't finished it yet.
Something like that. How many times have we tried to do something like where you try to either fix something or remove something, and it's like it just either makes it worse or it just leaves residue of what was. I can't think of any of them. Yeah. I know we've all done it.
Yeah. No, I haven't finished it. Have you guys finished it? Jeff, I think you have.
Yeah. Where are you, Allie? Actually, where are you?
Where was I? 41. I think I'm at 40. I think I'm like what? I think I was at 41% done, I think.
Oh wow. So like what's the last thing that you remember? What's like,
oh, I
oh, someone didn't finish his homework, eh?
Yes, you're right. I don't know.
I got to about chapter 4, so it must have been at least like 3 hours.
Only ago. Chapter 4?
Well, there's only 5 of them.
There's only 5 of them, so...
Only?
But you know what? I'm going to devour the rest of it tonight. I couldn't put it down. I literally started it last night, and I was up, like, just so entranced in this book. I couldn't put it down. And when you get a book that's that not only informative, but informative with the blend of entertaining, if you will, like, you can't put it down. It's definitely a page turner. I was sitting there with my A-lady just listening.
On the A-lady? Oh, on the A-lady.
Yes, on the A-lady.
On the A-lady?
Yeah.
How many of you burst out?
With my blanket.
On the A-lady.
On the A-lady,
the
yes.
E-H lady or the letter A lady?
Oh!
I walked myself right into that one, Jeff.
Well, but you know, but I have a tip for you, though.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Ali and Makara tip.
Oh, but nice. See, I mean, yeah, if you had the eye, you see, the iPad makes for a good sleep timer. So
it does.
So then you could just turn the timer on, like I do. And
I didn't even bother with the timer because I was so entranced in the book.
No, but then, yeah, but it wouldn't know. But see, but this is the purpose of the timer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I just couldn't put it down.
I realize that the A lady is easier, but you know, it's not, I don't know.
It is.
No, it's not very efficient though.
It is, because you could just say A lady.
I know, but I don't have but I don't have full control though.
Yeah, you do.
No, I want my bookmarks, I want my timer.
You can set a timer.
Yeah, but I like all my books with me. I don't want to have to be tied to a speaker.
True that. Oh. You have a point.
Yeah, I know, but all the catchphrase, all the phrases, it's kind of, it's like, It's interesting to hear what he, how he kind of goes about it.
How many of you burst out laughing when he's having dinner with his family and he tells his dad that, you know, we're from Canada, you're the one with a weird accent. His dad goes, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, that was brilliant.
That brought, sorry, I don't mean to just like.
Yeah, that, you know, that.
No, go ahead.
That felt like taking a time machine. Or just, it just hit me. I was like, no way. You cannot tell me that's where he got that from. And it made it to, like, Shrek.
Yeah! Oh, yeah! That, too!
That is so cool. Like, just how those phrases, like, are based on... And, like, his characters, as you mentioned before, are based on, you know, people that... You know, people from his own family, like the... Liverpool accent.
You know, Lauren Michaels, who's from Saturday Night Live, is talking like Dr. Evil. You're going on the air now, Mr. Powers.
Oh, it's just so cool.
Or even characters, like, on one hand, characters of his family, sure, but, you know, he goes into depth about, like, if you take some of the, like, Wayne's World... you know, the film is set in Aurora, Illinois, which is a reference to Aurora, Ontario, which is just north of Toronto. I actually live in Aurora, which is kind of funny.
Yep. Yeah, outside of Richmond Hill there.
Yes. Richmond Hill is like, you know, it's funny. If no one's ever heard of any of those, they've heard of Richmond Hill. So it's kind of like...
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's true. Like, if anyone from, like, anywhere that's not Toronto says, where are you from? You'd be like, I'm Richmond Hill. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what people always... And that's the thing, like, see, when people think of, people think of Ontario, of Canada, they always seem to think of Toronto, or...
Yeah, mind you, so does Toronto, too. Toronto thinks it's all of Canada.
Yeah, and it's funny, though, too, right? Like, a lot of people, like, you know, when they would cross the, like, the border into Ontario, they would always say, oh, we're going to Canada! It's like, man, like...
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. We're going to Canada, but what do you... Yeah, I know, but it's like, where in Canada? Where are you going, exactly? Go to Toronto, Mississauga, where are you going?
Yeah, you going to Windsor, you know?
Yeah.
Going to...
But see, that, they only think of... That's all they kind of think of.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's so weird to be like... You know, we might say Toronto, Canada, but how, you know, if he said, like, oh, I'm from Kitchener, Canada, it just doesn't work.
No. Yeah, but, and you know what, like, just on a bit of a positive note, too, like, see, remember during when the, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just blowing my nose.
Okay, sorry. During the Jays World Series run there, where they had... Queens, I Want It All, I Want It Now, I Want It All kind of play. It was just sort of that theme. And that also showed the Canadian sort of that pride there. But yes, at the end the Dodgers won and it made an individual over there happy, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the because you mentioned that, Ali, that kind of reminds me of, because we played I Want It All for the Blue Jays. I think they had Lay It on the Line by Triumph during the last playoffs. And, of course, that made that same person very happy when when Florida won. You
know? Yeah.
I wonder what next year is going to be. I wonder if they're going to have, I don't know, what could we do? You ain't seen nothing yet? I don't know.
Oh, good old Bachman Turner Overdrive. Yes.
Yeah.
But you know.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Taking Care of Business.
Yeah, Taking Care of Business.
Yeah,
another Bachman, well, the BTO again.
BTO.
But,
yeah.
See. Yeah.
But going back to characters for a second,
yes.
You look at Austin Powers. I mean, not only is it kind of a parody of James Bond, but you've got. in the second one, too, especially when he goes from, when he time travels back to the 60s, you've got Magic Carpet Ride by Steppenwolf and American Woman back to back, both of which are Canadian artists. And up until recently, I didn't know that Steppenwolf is from Canada.
Where's the mic here? Where's the mic? There it is. Interesting.
That is interesting.
That is interesting. I've heard of Steppenwolf. I've heard the song, but I've had no idea they were from Canada. Who knew?
Had to find my mic for a second there, but anyway.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, we're back! Yeah, oh, of course! We're going to be
we're
without
back a problem. Full force.
Oh, full force. Oh, yes, yes. No, Makara, I wasn't planning to shut it off, but you know.
No, I get stuff happens and.
No, no, I was right there. It was just.
Yeah, yeah.
I just pulled my head back a bit.
The mic
there.
Go?
No, you're good.
No, I did, and now I found the mic, so we're good.
Yeah. There we go.
I thought it was kind of interesting and funny when he's talking about, oh, Canada's made up of ingredients, and he's talking about, oh, BC apples, all this, and Nova Scotia salmon. He goes to Manitoba stuff, and I'm like. I was caught between being like, hey, what are you talking? And then also being like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, he could have said grain, you know.
That's true. That's true. He could have.
Yeah, we didn't, you know, we need more Winnipeg. I mean, I guess we got someone to Guess Who, but like, we need more Manitoba representation in the book, you know. You know, Mike, if you write a second one, you might, you'll give some prairies some more loving, you know?
Talked about Saskatchewan a little bit, which I can't abide.
Yeah. Yeah, if anyone, any listeners from Saskatchewan, you know, let us know.
Yeah. How do they contact us? They have to...
Feedback at bookspanel.ca.
Oh, yes, yes! They can contact us. We'd be happy to discuss. Well, Makara, guess what time it is now?
Time for the schedule.
It's time for the schedule. Wow, no, this has been a very powerful discussion, and I appreciate you guys joining us for it.
I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Thank you for having me.
After the schedule, I'm just trying to. This is perfect. I'm just trying to find Lynn's message because she wrote to us before the show. Actually,
okay, go ahead. Yeah, we'll do that after this. Yeah, we can do the schedule first. Yeah, yep. Go
All
ahead.
All right. Okay. What's coming up on the Ali Musa show?
The Ali Musa show. Yes. So that's got some content, doesn't it?
It has. All the shows do. In fact.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. So the Ali Musa show, it's returning live again. On Tuesday, September the 30th.
September?
December.
Oh, we did that on purpose, did we?
No, no! No, no!
Yeah,
no,
we did!
No, no, it slipped!
We did it on
no,
purpose.
It slipped! No!
Now that it's actually December, right?
Yes. Yes.
No, no. It was a slip. I don't know. I had September on the head. I don't know.
What have you got for us on the 30th?
Oh, what have we got? Jeff, do you remember Claude Fay?
Claude Fay.
He was at TSN for a little while. Quite a number of years doing sports. And also, I believe at CTV Toronto as well, he did sports for a number of years there too. So he will be back. He'll be making his second trip, although not since all the rebranding. It'll be his first trip back after all this, after the rebranding. So he'll be back to talk some NHL. Maple and some Maple Leafs.
I'll have to tell him that this is kind of what we segued into. This is what he came after.
The book, yeah. And then, on January the 19th for that show, we have, in 2026, we have Becky Coles coming back. And on February 2nd, Jim Taddy returns.
Ooh, we've got ourselves right into February.
Yes. And what's Jim Taddy's famous slogan?
Yes, guys.
There you go. Well, and Makara, I'm going to ask you.
All right.
What is coming up on the Ali and Makara show? Because that show is busy with content.
It is pretty busy. We've got a couple coming up in the next couple days. We've got the regular Sunday show coming up on this Sunday, December 28th, 2025. That'll be the last regular one of the year. We'll talk about Iron Mike by Mike Keenan, and we'll also do a bit of a year in review. And we have another bonus show on Monday, December 29th. And on Sunday, by the way, that's the usual time of 3:30 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in live. We always want you to tune in live.
Please do. The audio stream, the YouTube channel, take your pick.
And... oh, we're just going full in tonight.
We are. We've got options for a reason, though.
Sure we do.
And
try the YouTube again.
Oh, try the YouTube. That would be... But at least see the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You get notifications.
Yes.
For when you tune in
nice
live.
Thing.
For when you go live.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And if you have YouTube Premium, the bonus of that is you can lock your device and you can listen to the background.
Yay. The only thing is you can't listen on the A-Lady, but...
Oh, that's a good thing. Oh, hold on. I got to throw in... We got to throw in.
Okay. Yes, we've gone a few shows without one, so it was high time.
Oh, yeah.
high time for a crowd cheer.
Absolutely.
Oh. I think I'll just hand that job to you now.
And Monday, the 29th of December. Sorry, Sienna, I think I cut
you off. Yeah, no worries. No, not at all. No, I cut you off. That was
no.
Entirely my
No, mind. You're fine. You're fine. Oh. Don't worry. You're good.
Nothing wrong.
No, you're good. You're good.
We're all good.
Okay. And then
Absolutely.
Monday?
Absolutely.
Monday? See, I did want to point out, though, that we are... the epitome of, as Mike Myers pointed out, politeness, the whole concept of after you.
Oh, yes! Yes.
Yeah.
Bringing that whole concept of after you to the next level. I that just proved it right there.
Yes. And then on Monday?
And on Monday, we've got Steve Barkley joining us from Canadian Assistive Technology to talk all things tech, maybe some books. I think we were going to hope to discuss Braille displays and all.
Oh, that's all coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
And yes, and then...
time of 3:30 Eastern there as well. Of course, there'll be reminders closer to. I think that's what we're working with for the end of 2025. And of course, we'll be back here next month with another panel. I believe it's on January the 30th, the 2026. Don't quote me exactly, but...
Oh, well, we will! We will quote us there!
I'm sure we will.
Oh, we know we will around here! Oh. Yeah. So, Jeff, you want to get to Lynn's notes?
Yes. Lynn had said that she thoroughly enjoyed the book because reading it was like him having Mike Myers as a guest in your living room. Which I can totally see. That's kind of how I felt. And how it is part... It's all at once part memoir, part history, and a true Canadian tomb from someone who is essentially a Canadian personality. And even when he's outside the country, he's almost acting, like a Canadian tourist when he's outside in terms of just how much he, probably got, I went to Canada and all I got was I'm from Canada t-shirt or something. and over top of, just underneath this, or rather over top that t-shirt is his maple leaf sweater, and, but, positive thoughts from Lynn, and, we wish Lynn the best in her speedy recovery. I know that she's not had some best of luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wishing her all the best. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, she yeah. says I'd have him over for coffee and a chat any day of the week. Wouldn't we all win?
For sure.
Oh!
She could have him on as a guest on the Bookends on the Bookends book club.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh, wouldn't that be a kick?
Oh, I'd go to that.
Right?
Yeah.
But that is the lineup, and we, on behalf of the entire books panel, we wish all of you listeners all the best in 2026 and an early Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
And thank you to all of you for joining here on the panel. And of course, you out there as well, in listener land as well. We always appreciate you being out there.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you to all of you guys who are here. Here's to many more. Here's to another great year.
Yes, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Sienna, and thank you, Makara, so much for everything as well this year.
And thank you, Ellie and Makara, for hosting. Jeff, always a pleasure to see you.
Oh,
as well.
We forgot to promo one thing though.
Did we?
Yes, Textravaganza.
Textravaganza is coming up on January 7th, and I'm not sure right offhand what the topic is for.
Isn't it the Reminders app?
I think it might be the Reminders app, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, we'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Of course.
To that link there, to that topic list, and of course. The other people can also check us out, and we're also at the Musa Slobodian Network, aren't we?
We are the musaslobodiannetwork.ca for all of the updates for the shows, for all of the links to the show sites. That is your hub for all the network activity. You want to be subscribed over there, and of course to all the shows, but that is kind of the central location.
Yes, and we've got the schedule up there as well as to what's coming up on all the shows as well.
We do, and we'll put up a schedule for the Ali and Makara show in terms of books for next year.
Yes, we will! Lots of great content coming.
Yeah, and we've got, of course, the schedules for Textravaganza and the books panel, so head over there, take a peek, keep up with everything going on, subscribe, all you have to do is enter your email, it's completely free, and stay tuned, everyone.